You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I don't know what you're doing tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm already telling you what I'm doing at 8 o'clock. And I'm trying to negotiate
and it's not
what I want to do at 8 o'clock.
Is it involving the Pelicans in any way, shape, or form?
No. I don't mean that in a bad way. They are taking on the Portland Trail Blazers tonight at 7. I'm watching Duke and UNC.
Only thing that you would give the Pelicans up for would be a Rebecca Black concert.
Speaking of, welcome to the weekend.
You going to the bingo parlor for a concert?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. What?
You going to the bingo parlor for a concert?
What a beautiful song, huh? Friday.
She sells out those bingo parlors, man.
Your LSU Fighting Tigers went into the halftime locker room up 35-25. Gators getting the first bucket here in the second half. Still trail 35-27. Javonte Smart playing for LSU.
We talked
about this morning. LSU saying in their statement as to why they allowed him to play is because he had multiple interviews with the NCAA and the school. And while the inquiry continues, they were satisfied with what they had to say and that there was no evidence of wrongdoing. Smart, 6 points so far in the game. He's 3 for 3, 3 rebounds. In the game. So again, just keep you posted, but the Tigers are leading right now 35-27. They look pretty good. Nice bucket and a shot at an and one. They'll be up by 10 at least here. Nas Reed, they have looked good from the get-go.
They jumped out early like they haven't been doing all year.
All right. So to kind of recap, what's going on, a very busy morning. Remember yesterday morning, the news broke literally like at 5:30. That Drew Brees had restructured his contract with the Saints, freeing up about $11 million. Teddy Bridgewater, yesterday evening, 1 year, $7.5 million deal. You could start doing the math if you want to subtract from this 11 that was added to the cap.
Not much left.
Defensive tackle Malcolm Brown, $5 million a year. It's 3.15, right? 3 years, $15 million. So, you know, and again, the way Mickey Loomis does the contract is his cap hit one this year and they kick the can a little bit later because Malcolm Brown, the defensive tackle for the Patriots, is in. Mario Edwards, the latest this morning, 2 years, $5 million. Okay, comes from the Giants. It says DN, but as Brian and Ola East has been saying and a couple of other people, if you've looked on Twitter this week, most of the video you see with him in a Giants uniform, he's in the interior. He's an interior lineman. So my initial thought on this is, remember, Sheldon Rankin's likely to be a pup candidate. That's the first 6 weeks
Absolutely.
Of the season, right? So it's basically half the season. David Onyemata, even if he hadn't got popped for wacky tobacco,
you
which may be a game or
games.
Two suspension. But regardless, yeah. Even if that's the case, he's not Sheldon Rankin's.
Right.
Okay? So they went and got Brown. He's a starter for the Patriots. And the Patriots' Mike Reese reporter, their version of Mike Triplett for ESPN.com, said he's a two-down guy with the Patriots but can be a three-down guy in the Saints' defense, how they use him. So that's a guy that the Saints have looked. And again, you look at the deal, $15 million, okay, over 3 years.
Yes.
That's a guy they absolutely – he's a starter. So if anything, it's like it's Rankins and Brown.
Right.
Okay, and Brown's a big boy, 6'2", 320 pounds, 8.5 career sacks, pushes the pocket up middle. Mario Edwards, though, I could easily see Edwards and Brown to start the season, and then in that rotation with Onyemata and Rankin. So those are your 4D tackles there. A lot of people are wondering, Ziggy Ansah, what's up there? He was in town last night. He arrived last night, probably that meeting today. Jared Cook arrived yesterday. I have been searching everything I can. I haven't heard anything about them leaving. The fact that Ansah left Buffalo and they absolutely wanted him is a good sign.
Yes. Right?
And the fact that I haven't heard anything about Cooks, you know, hey, he's leaving New Orleans without a deal. You haven't heard anything. It would be, now, to Jordan's point, would that be a nice, successful week for you if by the end of today, tight end Jared Cook, defensive lineman Mario Edwards, defensive tackle Malcolm Brown, defensive end Ziggy Ansah all wound up being Saints with Teddy Bridgewater.
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you look at
I was about to slap him if he didn't know.
That covers all of our needs that that we have to cover during this offseason.
We told you to be patient and calm down and relax, though, right? Earlier in the week.
Yeah, you did.
But that, the look on your face was great.
Like a kid at Christmas.
Well, all of a sudden, right, all those other moves from other teams and everything, because, look, I get it, and I understood what he was saying when you see what the Chiefs are doing, what the Eagles are doing, what the Lions are doing, spending moves, the 49ers making moves, the Eagles making moves. I get that. But remember, you look at the balance on the checkbook. What could you bring in? How much money? It takes time to free up some money. You have to probably make some calls to other players. Hey, can we grab this and kick this over here? Then you need to submit it to the league. Then they have to say, okay, now you do have this money. So it takes a little bit of time and wrangling, which is probably why we haven't heard anything from Cook. Maybe probably why we haven't heard anything from Ansah. Maybe another player who has to restructure a deal
that
here
or there.
That
might be what they're doing.
And then eventually comes. Because, look, Mario Edwards, I mean, they're having him, what, available after Malcolm Brown here. So he just spoke. Jordan's going to cut that here in a quick second as Mario Edwards is about to speak. But Teddy Bridgewater spoke at the bottom of this past hour, so I want to definitely get into that here as well. But one more bite on Latavius Murray when he was asked yesterday evening on being a tandem running back with Alvin Kamara. How can both of those guys play well off each other? Because Ingram and Kamara did, right? I mean, they played well off of each other. That's what he had to say.
Well, I think the sky's the limit. I'm very confident in, what I'm able to do on the field, and I think he's proven that as well in the past few years in a short amount of time. So, I think the sky's the limit, but at this point, it's nothing but talk for anybody that's in this situation right now. It's there's a long time before before we can get on the field and prove it.
He's already done this in Minnesota with Dalvin Cook. You know, he's kind of had the same situation there with Dalvin Cook until Cook went down with his injury. But the NFL has changed as far as running backs goes. Used to be you had one running back and that was it. And then you had a guy who could catch screen passes out the backfield on third down. Now you have to have two backs. They have to be different backs, but you have to have two backs because you have to get those guys out and get them rested. You can't keep handing the ball to a tired back because you wear them out, and that's when the turnovers happen.
This almost pains me like you eat something bad. I'm going to compliment the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
Coleman and Freeman. Remember the year they went to the Super Bowl? I mean, I said it. I mean, like, you looked at that offense, and Sean Payton went, And then he went and got Alvin Kamara.
And the Falcons lost Tevin Coleman.
Freeman last year killed Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, killed him. Killed that offense. It wasn't as prolific.
Coleman couldn't handle a load by himself.
You needed both of those. And since that, then the Saints did it the year later. And then now you're seeing the rest of the league going, yeah, you know what? Let's see what the Rams do to try to help Gurley.
I think they will. I think they will bring in more of a Kamara type back eventually at some point.
But my point is,
where do you find that?
You definitely see that being the trend. You
have
to.
You have to. Because the thing is, you know, remember when Sproles was here? It was okay. Sproles is going to be that guy. Everybody thought Sproles kind of changed it too a little bit. Because everybody thought, oh, Sproles is that screen pass guy. They're going to throw the ball to Sproles. Well, then the Saints started using him running the ball, and teams like, okay, we can't rely on that tendency now. Now we don't know what the Saints are going to do. And I think that may be even where Atlanta copied it from.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to comment on any of this here as well. Brian _27 on Twitter. At ESPN Radio NOLA. With the whole Teddy Bridgewater thing you guys have to take into consideration, how much longer is Coach Peyton going to stick around after Drew Brees is gone? Dallas always calls about Peyton. That's why Teddy looked at Miami. We talked a little bit about that story yesterday. As I keep saying, I understand, I mean, very quickly on the surface, the whole maybe he has a relationship with Jerry Jones, it's the Cowboys. They may want him. But as I keep saying, the man has, I wouldn't say dictatorship-like powers here, but he has unrivaled power for an NFL head coach than anywhere else. And what I mean by that is he has the perfect setup, a relationship with a general manager where they work well together, get along, and he gets what he wants. A relationship with an ownership group that views him as, hey, whatever it is that you need, you get, right? A fan base that views him as essentially can do no wrong. And that is so much to set to, oh, by the way, up until very recently was the highest paid head coach in the NFL. So they're going to pay him. I think he has the opportunity to be the general manager, if not somehow, some sort of way, part owner of this team. But we don't know who succeeds Gale Benson. I'm just saying there's a handful of things I can lay down that he has here, and including his privacy. He can lose two games here, and people still won't give, you know, call for his job. In Dallas, you have a bad series. I mean, Jason Garrett.
He's always on hunting.
Jason Garrett is going to be fired every week. They win three games. Garrett's awesome. Looking, Cowboys are back. He loses the next week. Jason Garrett's the problem. I mean, it's a joke. So, do you want that?
Who is Sean Payton's mentor?
Bill Parcells.
How do you think that phone call is going to go?
Well, he left
Dallas. Bill, do you think I should take the Dallas job? Yeah. McFly. Yeah. McFly. Wake up, McFly.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, do you think Bill Parcells is going to tell Sean Payton, oh, I think you should really take that job. Jerry's like a swell guy to coach for.
He has the power that he has. But look.
He's not going anywhere.
Teddy was asked a little bit about this. He was asked just a little bit ago in the conference call, what did Sean Payton say to you?
We just talked. And we discussed some things, and I rather not discuss, you know, what he and I talked about. But we had some conversations, and I was glad to be able to just hear, you know, what he thinks as far as the upcoming season and so on.
When I hear him say there's some things that I don't want to discuss, I'm telling you, it's a one-year, $7.5 million deal now. You have to have had that discussion. A, are you staying?
Yes.
B, do you see me as your starter?
Absolutely. He
asked
those questions.
You have to imagine they talked about that. I mean, you have to.
No, that's a given.
I mean, there's a starting position waiting for you in Miami.
Right.
I mean, you have to ask that flat out. If I say, hey, come on over to Cattingale's, my new cuisine restaurant, and you're going to ask me, all right, well, am I going to run your restaurant before you leave here?
If Sean Payton was leaving, he would be restructuring everyone's contract so that the Saints would be like $75 million over the cap the year he was going to leave. And we would be in salary cap hell for 5 years trying to get out of it.
The other thing he tweeted yesterday evening, he quotes, 13 years later, I'm trying to see if history will repeat itself in my favor at some point.
If he hits it here.
Well, what obviously everyone knows what he meant by that was 13 years ago yesterday, Drew Brees signed with the New Orleans Saints, turning down Miami to become the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. So again, he wouldn't tweet that if he wouldn't think that he's going to be the starter moving forward. Same age, by the way, 26. He was asked about that tweet. That's what he had to say.
No, I had no idea, honestly. And something I saw something just flash across my phone, and I was just thinking, like, hey, wow, you know, it's crazy how history repeats itself sometimes.
Now on star, go ahead.
If Teddy Bridgewater wins a Super Bowl here in New Orleans, how much do you think the next quarterback who is between the Saints and the Dolphins gets paid by Miami?
I would purposely tell my agent, call the Dolphins.
Call the Dolphins and the Saints, yeah, please.
Just in case. Teddy Bridgewater on passing up a starting job.
I've always been taught, you know, that patience is the key. And for me, you know, it's about longevity. You know, my mom always told me that, you know, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So I have that mindset that, you know, everything will work, you know, in my favor, you know. And I'm just honored and grateful to be in this position that I'm in. And I'm looking forward to it.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll continue with more of Teddy Bridgewater. Plus, also, just speaking a little bit ago with Malcolm Brown. Jordan is going to cut that here in a quick second. Mario Edwards finishing his conference call as we speak right now with the New Orleans Saints. So there it is. Okay, just ended. All right, so Jordan will have that here before the top of the hour. Mario Edwards, the newest Saint as well. 2 years, $5 million is the reported deal there. He plays more interiorly on the D-line. Malcolm Brown is defensive tackle. 3 year deal for $15 million. He just spoke. We'll hear what they have to say here in a little bit, but more Teddy Bridgewater as we're live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Cause that zero
is too cold for me. Oh yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Napa Know-How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
Keep your tax refund in your pocket and get a new home. Zero down programs are available at Homas Clayton Homes. Any income is income. SSI, disability, child support, we take it all. Visit Homas Clayton Homes on Highway 311 or check them out on Facebook. And remember, when you call 985-872-2850, if that old trailer house has got to go, that's Homas Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Houma.
What would happen to your business if critical files were deleted? Would your company be able to recover if struck by a disaster, a virus, or even a power outage? With our local ETEL Business Data Center's backup and recovery services, your data is safe under any condition. Our 24-hour monitoring and redundant power keeps your systems and data protected in the safest place possible. Get a quote at EATELbusiness.com.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Something else, Jay Hargrave, to bring of note. Mario Edwards, again, the latest Saint to sign, or the latest player to sign with the Saints, a native of Goshen, Mississippi.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
So right down the street, you know, from the interstate.
I knew he went to Florida State.
Yeah. So something to think about. Again, 25 years old, 6'3". To me, it's smart moves that the Saints are making right now. And again, it's calculated. You have a certain amount of money and you're trying to keep it. But again, let's finish. Go ahead.
I think it's fair to say Mario Edwards replaces Alex Okafor. It's just he leans a little bit more into the middle where Okafor leaned a little bit more to the defensive end. But I think we're not getting Okafor. We're going for this guy.
I saw somebody just tweet at me here as well. And Ndamukong Suh is still out there. I know it's a big name, large name as well. Saints did make a push for him. You know, Sean Payton sat down with him and had breakfast to try to convince him to stay. He chose the Rams. I guess maybe that could still somewhat be
if you could pull a 1-year deal and he's willing to maybe take a little bit less and try to win the Super Bowl and beat the Rams, maybe. I don't know. That's going to be interesting.
Again, Ziggy Ansah coming in last night to meet with the team and still no news on Jared Cook, who was supposed to be in yesterday to meet with the Saints. Tigers facing a little run here
getting
by
tight.
The Gators. 48-47 now is a 10-point. Whoa, and the Gators.
Long three.
Well, they knocked the LSU. A three. And then Javonte Smart knocking down a three from the top of the key to answer that. So a little back and forth. Look, these two teams.
Tigers by four.
Have been. That's why I was surprised that it's been about a 10-point game most of the game. I mean, LSU's.
Yeah. LSU's been holding that 10-point lead most of the way.
In control most of this game.
Almost halfway through the second
we'll
right now.
We'll keep you posted on that. Let's continue with some more Teddy Bridgewater. Spoke at the bottom of last hour. Again, Mario Edwards and Malcolm Brown joining the intern cutting that right now for us. So we'll have that here in a quick second. As far as Teddy and what was the message that the Saints convey to him? Are you the guy for the future? This is what a lot of people sort of assume, right? That
yes.
At some point there was a conversation that said, okay, you're our guy. That's what he had to say.
I think right now our focus is just on this year. As I just stated, we were a call away from being in the Super Bowl, and I think everyone, is returning with that mindset that, we need to get back to that stage and win. So that's the focus right now. I mean, of course, we have to go through the spring program and training camp. And when the fall comes, we'll talk about winning football games.
And again, it's one of those things that you keep hearing, with Teddy saying, this year.
You hear the intelligence.
Again, I think a lot of it also is this. If you start saying that I'm the future and talking about that, you know what that also opens up to?
Well, Drew, what did Drew say? Drew's retiring? That's the next question.
That's exactly right.
The kid knows how to handle a situation.
It opens up the questions to the next time Sean's available, the next time Drew's available.
Does this mean Drew's retiring?
Teddy was promised that he's the future. Does this mean this is it?
You know without knowing. But he knows how to steer clear of controversy.
Exactly right.
He's a smart kid.
And again, when he was asked about what he and Sean talked about, he's like, it's between me and Sean. But again, I'm just putting myself in that situation.
I think
I'm not making that decision unless I'm told I have a shot.
I think this ends up being the best signing. I think this might end up being the second best and maybe even tied with Drew Brees as far as the Saints free agent signings. I think people are totally underestimating how good this kid is as a quarterback.
I sat there in complete awe at John Forcade yesterday on the show saying he'd take Bortles over Bridgewater.
Ow!
Yeah, I just looked. But again, this is a man that doesn't eat crawfish.
I don't either. I can't.
You know what? Both of y'all. He'll eat it. He just don't want to peel it. Don't want to get his hands dirty.
I mean, it's like
all I needed to know.
You're doing all that work.
It's not
when a
all
pizza's
that work.
Sitting in a box.
You're saying the same thing. Like it's not all that work. Who?
It is too much
it's
work.
Not.
It is. You're getting a little bitty piece of meat out of it. But we digress.
Anyway, he was asked how did he feel he developed from first walking into the facility to the end of last season.
Yeah, I think last year because I had arrived at the end of training camp, the end of the preseason, I was kind of learning on the fly and everyone was getting to know me on the fly. And, it was a great relationship, with the coaching staff, the locker room, and the fan base. So, I was looking forward to returning and actually getting a full spring and a full training camp in, with the staff. And, I'm very excited about that.
The thing that when I heard people saying at practice about his competitiveness of how he made practice so competitive, I was like, I don't see how Sean Payton lets this guy walk out the door. That's one of the key things to have as a quarterback is someone who's competitive and hates to lose. This team will not lose a beat. Look, it's going to take Teddy when Drew retires a year or so to assume the reins, take the leadership from Drew. But I don't see where this team – I think this team is a Super Bowl contender with Teddy Bridgewater when Drew retires.
Well, look, he's the highest paid backup.
Easily.
Okay.
He is.
He's the highest paid backup in the NFL. So you have the insurance now, but I think also it's towards the future. And he was asked, what was the future for him?
Honestly, it's just thinking about this year. Trying to make strides to be the best player that I can be this year, be the best teammate that I can be. To be the best guy in the community that I can be, and everything else will take care of itself.
He was asked also, did he talk to Drew Brees during this process?
I haven't had the chance to really talk to Drew. I know he's back out west with his family and he's training for the off season. So I'm pretty sure I'll reach out to him this weekend and just talk about some things moving forward as far as routines and what's his mindset. As far as training-wise, as we get ready to the spring program.
See, if this was the NBA and I was on ESPN in a jump, I would turn that into Drew Brees gives Teddy Bridgewater a cold shoulder in the
offseason. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You got a chance to take a shot in New Orleans?
That's, oh, yeah. That's how it worked. Yeah. Right, right. Bridgewater, Brees, don't communicate off of this.
And of course, the negotiations with Miami were in bad faith.
Yeah, bad faith. Yeah. And don't forget the bad faith. So Teddy Bridgewater, the question next is the difference between free agency last year and this year.
Yeah, it was definitely. I think I'm more grateful for the opportunity that I have this year. You know, last year I was just hoping for a chance, you know, for someone to take a chance on me. And the New York Jets actually did that, and I'm thankful that they took a chance on me. You know, but this year was different to actually be wanted, and it's a great feeling. So I'm looking forward to just getting back to work. Getting back in the locker room with the guys and just having fun again.
What does it say about you that you're passing up a starting job? Again, a lot of people believe, obviously, if he chooses Miami, he's the start.
You know, I think for me, you know, you ultimately play the game, you know, to compete and to start. But at the same time, I'm still 26 years old, and the way I look at it is that, you know, I'll have another opportunity to start in this league at some point. So, you know, I look at this year, I get the opportunity to continue to learn from a guy who's, you know, going to be a Hall of Famer. I get to be a part of a team that, you know, was a call away from being a Super Bowl. I get to be a part of a team that's a coaching staff that, you know, grinds, you know, on a daily basis, that spends numerous nights at that facility to make sure that, you know, their players are in the best position to win. I look at those things and I tell myself, you know, hey, you know, this is what I play this game for. And, you know, if this is my time will come, then, you know, I can start.
You know, one of the things we always said year after year after year, if Drew Brees goes down, God forbid, with an injury, season's over. Not so much now. If Teddy Bridgewater going to Miami, yeah, pretty much the season's over. But now you've got Teddy as the backup. God forbid an injury happens with Drew, or maybe even we saw the arm strength last year at the end of the year. It kind of tailed off a little bit. If Teddy Bridgewater has to step in, maybe your chances aren't as good, but you still have a fighting chance. The season's not over. So I think it was a huge signing for the Saints to have that insurance policy.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, like I said, I think it's interesting to hear him speak continuously. You can hear that whole leadership sort of quality of him. It's like, it's about how can I help this team now? And it's also, he keeps saying also as well, not just on the field, like in this community. I think he sees on this football team what Drew does and his importance. And I don't think you cannot see how the city and the football team have a certain special relationship.
I heard Jim Everett talking, and remember Jim Everett had that kind of that bad reputation for when he was with the Rams and when he came down here for that short period of time. He talks about the Saints fans in such a glowing light of how great the Saints fans are. He says they're the best in the league because of the feeling that they have for their players. You know, That reputation gets around. Players talk about that in the locker room once they leave here. You don't think Mark Ingram's going to have those conversations in that Baltimore locker room?
Final Teddy Bridgewater bite. He was asked about the Saints being the right system. We talked with Rafael Esparza last hour. He said, look, Miami's just not the right system for me. He couldn't see Teddy fitting in that system as opposed to perhaps the system with the Saints.
Well, if you look at what this offense has done over the past decade, you know, it's like, hey, you know, everything is right there. It's a proven offense, city staff. And of course, you know, it didn't just happen, you know, by just rolling the ball out there. Of course, you have to put the work in, and that's something that I look forward to, just the opportunity to work with the staff, continue to work with a guy like Drew and learn from him and get a full spring to just, you know, pick his brain, ask questions and learn different techniques, different routines to excel as a player myself.
Like I said, if we go to break here, Jay, it's as close to an Aaron Rodgers Favre situation you can get to, I think.
If he signs in Miami, what percentage would you put on him being a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Wow.
Now that he's here in New Orleans, what do you think that percentage is a little bit higher being in the Saints quarterback?
I think he has a higher chance to succeed.
Absolutely.
Because of the offense. And again, but that's if Sean Payton doesn't go to Dallas though, Jay.
Well,
he's two feet out the door,
no.
Though he has 2 years left
Sean
in his
Payton's
contract.
Going to the Lakers, and right. Anthony Davis is going to the Dallas.
Well,
isn't that how it works?
Well, the second Sean Payton signs with Clutch Sports, then this offseason or next year he'll ask to be traded.
So if Sean Payton goes to Dallas, would LeBron go to Dallas?
Well, what if LeBron goes and plays with Luka?
Well, where would they leave AD?
Poor AD.
Yeah, no.
You think AD's starting to realize that
nobody
wants him, that he was a pawn? No, people want him.
You think he's going to go play in China?
I think it's maybe not as green as he's going to think it's going to be.
I think he's seeing that already.
Sports Hangover continues next. Mario Edwards just spoke. He is coming up right out of the break. Malcolm Brown also spoke as well. The two new defensive linemen for the New Orleans Saints. You'll hear from them next. It's the Sports Hangover, live from Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, 132 Royal Street, ESPN New Orleans.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Sports fans, tune into the Sports Corner every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon for our interactive live sports talk show. From prep sports to college and the pros, we'll have media members and coaches as guests as we bring you up to date on the latest news in the world of sports. Call in as we invite your comments and questions. It's the Sports Corner every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on ESPN New Orleans.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacid stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag or your desk or your car or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well, welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Having a little fun during the break. Let's see. We talk about it all the time, Jay Hargrave. Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, my buddy Josh in town having a little weekend because you have to have time before you make another national championship run, apparently. It's, you know, when you win one national championship, you...
Kind of a lot of pressure, what you could do for an encore.
Well, they just won the ACC championship, right? So, yeah, they just won the ACC championship. They get a whole week off.
Beat Connecticut earlier in the year, didn't they?
Yeah, That was Baylor.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Join the intern.
I knew it was somebody in green.
Josh, he asked me where my ring is. Yeah. Gotta win. before to get the ring. I love how he just has it right there. It's just not even on his fingers.
You know why? Because
he can. It's a paperweight for the napkin.
Because he can. That's why.
He has the clover just staring at me. I mean, it's just.
I'm not saying he's rubbing it in your face, but
no,
you know.
He is. He absolutely is rubbing it in
okay,
my face.
Okay, he is.
That's fine. And I, you know, here I am, you know, suggesting that they try the Hail Mary, which is a really good Bloody Mary.
It's a Bloody Mary with a shot of Guinness on top.
Yeah, it's
little,
nice.
Little twist to
it's
it.
Just something to it. It just adds to it. But obviously, not only do you do the beverages here, how many beers on tap again?
We got 53 beers, 54 taps in total. One is a beat of root beer. We can't count that as a beer.
Right.
We have Dixie beer, and then the other 52 are going to be all craft beers. So you've got your choice. Also got to give a shout-out to Lusher High School. We're going to be donating some food to their fair.
Nice.
It's a crawfish boil, so I know it's right up your alley.
Yeah.
And Jordan, they got snowballs, so you can go over there and do – we're going to be doing – I brought this up because we're going to be doing crawfish mac and cheese. Instead of the mac and cheese with debris, it's going to be crawfish mac and cheese.
Oh.
I know. Got a little peaked interest there from you. Something new we're going to be trying. If it works out, we may be doing that on the menu. But from March 30th, on March 30th from 11 to 5 at the Ferret Street campus, Lusher is going to be having their fair. There can be a lot of proceeds going to help the school. And any chance you got to help the school.
Yeah,
you
no. Know. Like I said, it was one of the things that I think it is great, obviously, when festival seasons and all kind of things pop on here. And look, you forget. You don't forget. I mean, about Lent, obviously. But so
and they got inflatable
mac and cheese of goodness with
they
crawfish,
got an inflatable
huh?
laser tag. I don't know if that's good for you, me, and Jordan to be, you know, maybe doing.
Well, I'm throwing him under the bus. Can I use Jordan as a human shield?
No, I don't think you have to ask that question. I think you're going to do that no matter what.
I think I would just use Jordan.
I didn't think you would even ask yeah. that.
When,
you would just grab
haven't
him
you
and
thrown me under the bus?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's your role. You're in front of me to protect me from
so
everything and anything.
So you're Captain America and I'm your shield.
Yes, absolutely.
My question to yeah. you is.
I cannot be injured in any way, shape, form, or
so
fashion.
So basically what you're saying is. I do all the work because we all know that Captain America's shield
I told you,
is his actual power.
I should be the next client signed by Clutch Sports. I want as much success as possible with little to minimal effort in work.
Jordan, if you've ever seen like movies, like the stars just sit in their chair and they just wait and
yeah,
all everybody
wait.
Else is putting and yep. then they get up and like for 5 seconds go do something. Cut.
Smile, raise
That's
an
it.
Eyebrow, cut,
cut,
print. It.
Print. See you tomorrow.
That's it. So
That's
when we play
Gus
laser tag, yes, we will set up a booty trap or something for them to come in and then. When
you're going to be
shoot,
behind me, grabbing my shoulder.
I'm going to be right behind you. So as Jay's focusing on shooting you, I pop up over the shoulder. Pop, pop. There it is. Yep, that's it.
That's yeah,
it, stand
that's
it
exactly. Joey.
With a much more muscular, younger, flowing hair, you know, for the shot from behind me.
You've already thought about this. I just threw this idea out. This is where your mind went.
This is just for the Instagram post, like LeBron. LeBron likes to self-post things, you know, that take place. So, you know, on the laser tag kill for the Instagram video, yes, it'll be a production. It'll
you
look
are
like,
LeBron James.
It'll look
Jay,
like.
You're right. That's kind of scaring me how much he,
it'll look like
he's
the
putting
best
this story
laser
the details
play.
That he has already in place.
There'll be music in the background
you,
and everything. Slow-mo right as I come across.
We're going to call you LeBron of the New Orleans Airwaves.
Oh, boy.
That's what we're going to start calling you from now on.
800-998-1003 if you guys want to chime in again on the signings that have become official. Mario Edwards, the latest this morning. Yesterday it was Malcolm Brown. Jordan's cutting that right now. He did cut Mario Edwards. 2 years, $5 million is what's being reported out there. The defensive lineman was with the Giants, also with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
A native of Goshen, Mississippi.
Yes.
So, how about that? He was asked, you know, leaving Goshen, and was he a Saints fan growing up?
I was 8, and I started living with my dad from then on.
That's when you moved out to Texas?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Were you a Saints fan as a kid?
Growing up, I was a Cowboys fan.
Oh,
my
no.
dad played. But,
as one
know,
of Marlins
hey,
guys.
This was a business, and I loved the Saints, and it was closest to home, so I loved it.
No, well, he did get better towards the end there, he said. It's a business, though, and
business.
I'm closest to home, so go Saints.
We know who Marlin's favorite Saints going to be now.
Oh, man, Marlin coming up at 215 is in heaven. I mean, he's got a defensive
in the
lineman
trenches.
In the trenches who's grew up a Cowboy fan. You're going to get a
lot to talk about there.
Something tells me Marlin's not going to be paying attention to us during training camp practices.
You think?
He's just going to be rapping with Mario.
You think?
Oh, yeah. What was it about the Saints that you liked?
It was just a home feeling, just talking to the D coordinator and talking with the D-line coach. They made me feel welcome. And then not only just being home, I'm originally from Goshen, Mississippi, an hour and 45 minutes away, so that definitely made it a little bit more easy.
What eventually sold you on the Saints?
Honestly, this was the first organization that was just really straightforward with me. You know, no gray areas, no sugarcoating it, and they kept it 100% with me and told me, you know, hey, this is where you want to be and what they had to offer and that they're going to win. So just being straightforward with me and, you know, keeping it honest and not sugarcoating anything really sold me.
Hmm. What exactly did they tell him?
Pass rushing three technique. They looked at me to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and they liked me predominantly as a three technique.
I can tell you every defensive lineman who was a free agent was looking at the Saints and knew the situation that the Saints were in. He hit the nail on the head. When you feel like a team is shooting straight with you, you want to be a part of that organization.
Well, the thing is, you heard him talk about three technique. He's a D-tack. He's inside. He's basically on Yamada.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so him on Yamato or Brown, but my point is it'll be in the middle.
You know,
it's not a DN.
Right. It's not, he's not going to be DN moving inside. He's going to be inside tackle that can move out to help out.
Right.
But you know how Sean has valued guys that can play multiple positions.
And look, we saw Cam Jordan, Marcus Davenport be in the inside sometimes last year. So
anytime you can confuse a quarterback and make him think for two extra seconds, that sometimes results in a delay of game.
Let's see. About the other teams that he talked to?
I spoke to a few teams, maybe about three or four other teams, but this right here was the best fit for me, just to focus on what I need to focus on and, you know, maximizing my potential this year.
Look, he's going to be lining up next to him as well. He was asked, Malcolm Brown, do you know
him? Yeah, actually, me and Malcolm were in the same class. We went and visited University of Texas together. He chose Texas. I chose to go to FSU.
Again, all the moves they make sense, right? Maybe they have relationships, they understand, they talk. It helps, and it makes the locker room be easier. You kind of have an idea of who these players are. Relationship, we played earlier of the show, Latavius Murray saying, yeah, I reached out to Teddy. He trusts what Teddy had to say.
Yep.
And Bridgewater says it's a great place. Probably helped.
It's like getting character references from people,
The moves they're making are, you know, ones that make a lot of sense.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when, you know, you brought up Bridgewater and Latavius Murray, these two guys went together, you know, in recruiting classes. They know each other. We've seen them go after guys from the same team that played together. It's like a character reference. That's how you keep that locker room together. Yeah, I played with this guy. He's a good guy. He works hard. You don't get blindsided by somebody who's suspended for, you know, smoking weed or something.
There was one bite I did not get to, and that's Teddy Bridgewater talking about what the Saints are getting with Latavius Murray.
He's a versatile guy. He can be a bruiser. He can be the elusive guy, come out of backfield, catch the ball. He runs hard behind his pads. He's a smart football player. And he's a great teammate. He's a guy you won't have any issues with. You know, the guy who's passionate about what he does. And he's going to be one of those guys who can do some great things for this team.
I mean, again, I just, you know, for all the Saints fans that were in pure panic mode earlier in the week, it's...
Take it down one.
Just, it's sounding like they, you know, they were doing their homework and they knew what they were doing.
And here's the thing, you're saving money, too. You know, that's big.
He was asked, Mario Edwards, what do you think you bring to the Saints?
Just someone's going to work hard, man, versatility, and someone's going to get after that passer, man, and give 110% every time, you know, and I'm excited to be here and anything I can do to contribute.
Now, obviously, being a guy that plays on the defensive side of things, his take on Latavius Murray?
Latavius is a hard worker, man. First person in the building, last one out. And he's a tall back, but he's also fast and powerful as well. So he's going to be able to give you just a little bit of both, being speed, but also power as well, Sam. I'm excited to see what he's able to do.
Oh, I like that. One quick final bite on that. What's it like to tackle a guy like Latavius Murray?
You definitely have to wrap up. There's no arm tackling that's going to bring him down. You have to wrap up and really, you know, put a hat on him to bring him down.
Again, those bites were for you, Jordan. You know, I mean, a lot of people are a little nervous about leaving, not having Mark Ingram. Look,
that throws the ball more than they run the ball, don't be concerned about that.
This team, especially since they redid the scouting and they went about their approach in free agency a little bit differently. They're making it a point, and Sean Payton has said this repeatedly. Yes, we want talent. We got to bring in the right guys here as well, and they got to fit. Again, I'm not making assumptions. I'm playing the sound from Teddy Bridgewater. I'm playing the sound from Latavius Murray. You just heard from Mario Edwards. Do they not sound like guys that the Saints have currently in the locker room?
And look at Dallas. How many times they've gone out in the draft and took chances. Well, you've got a guy that just quit because he can't smoke weed. Yeah. You got another guy that's getting suspended every come. Yeah. You can't keep having that happen. That's why they're not in close to a Super Bowl.
We'll hear from Malcolm Brown, the D tackle that the Saints have signed here as well. That is up next. We're live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
State of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
We're back. The Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is returning to the Bayou region April 8th through the 13th at Ellendale Country Club in Houma. This signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and much-anticipated Pro-Am Day. Come enjoy good sportsmanship, good food, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information, go to marybird.org/TGMC/golf.
Excuse me. I know you have a 9 o'clock, so I'll keep this short. I'm the business suit in the back of your closet. You wore me nearly every day before your office went, quote, casual. I used to be the CEO of your closet. Now I'm just that one intern no one ever talks to. I always thought you'd circle back with me, get granular, keep me in the pipeline. But nada, nothing. Don't you remember the McKittrick presentation? You spilled coffee on me and I still looked amazing during the breakout talkback Q&A. So, I think it's time for me to move on. I've got a great resume, and I absolutely crush it in interviews, okay? Let's make this a clean break. Shift the paradigm. The only thing I ask is that you think outside the box here and do this. Take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I guess we really should have been surprised, Jay Hardgrave. Gus Kattengill with you, Joe the intern. As coming up at 2:05, Deuce Windham of The Athletic, we'll talk about some of the signings. Mario Edwards, Malcolm Brown for the New Orleans Saints, of course. Latavius Murray and Teddy Bridgewater, the official signing so far. Still no word. Jared Cook and Ziggy Ansah. We'll let you know the latest. But two games, two meetings this season. Florida and LSU, 82-77, a loss, and 79-78, a win. Both going to overtime. Tigers had as large as, what, 10, 12-point lead today?
Yeah, I think they may have gotten up a little higher than that.
In the last 2-3 minutes, they've lost the lead. They trail 68-67. It's just going back and forth. Tigers with the basketball. And a three attempt is no good. Gators with the ball, 139 and counting Jay, you were talking about it. This is a quarterfinal game in the SEC tournament. Javonte Smart is playing in this game. But again, you sort of wonder, not having Will Wade, the impact on the coaching aspect of it, and really from this aspect, because in the first half, LSU dominated this game, and the adjustments were made by Florida in the second half. Would you say that?
Yeah, I think they have made adjustments as Florida just hit a jumper with 1:14 left to go up by three. I'm not 100% sure I can say that, you know, Will Wade makes a difference. He might have had he been there today. Again, this game is not over, but this has been LSU's MO all year long, is to make that run at the end of the game. And even with the big lead today, they allowed it to slip away from them, and now they find themselves in a hole, trailing by three, as I just saw across the ticker. Ryan Tannehill has been traded to the Titans, so I'm not 100% sure what the Miami Dolphins are doing as far as a quarterback. I don't know who's going to be quarterback in the Dolphins next year.
Yeah, well, again, you do that, you're thinking you have to move up in the draft. You try to trade some.
You got to believe they're going to be getting somebody in the draft.
All right, so we've been listening from to Mario Edwards and also Teddy Bridgewater, and we played Latavius Murray earlier in hour number one. Malcolm Brown, the newest defensive tackle, again, in a massive position of need, spoke just a little bit here ago as well. And he was asked, what vision did the Saints share that they have for you?
Coming in and just contributing wherever I can, you know, give me opportunities to go out there and play on third down, rush the passer more. Just basically just going in and rotation and doing whatever I could do and how I can contribute, like in the early process of the season, training camp, OTAs and things like that, and go from there.
Remember, he's coming from the Super Bowl winning Patriots. What did he do there?
It changed up a lot. You know, I was, started off as like more of a three technique in our even defense, whatever, and then slowly started moving me down the side to nose, which then it was two gap defense, so I was holding up plus the whole time. That's how they used me on first and early downs to stop the run.
As for how he fits in with the Saints?
One gap defense is what I played in college, you know. Get up in the gaps, I want to penetrate. I want to get up in and be disruptive in the backfield. Great successful loss, you know, make it a hard time for the offense to do anything and pass the ball, run the ball. Just try to be as disruptive as.
Was that Naz Reid that just hit the three?
Naz just dropped the three.
Okay. We're now tied at 70, 47 seconds and counting. Brown, on stopping the run, is it a strength of your game?
Definitely. You know, I like to play the run. You know, it's whenever somebody tries to challenge you head on, and I think they're going to get the best of you. But, you know, I like to take that challenge on head on and go out there and try to be disruptive and try to get them stopped at any cost. But I can't pass the rusher, too. Rush the passer, I'm sure. Rush the passer, and just haven't got as many opportunities as I would like. But I mean, I know I can rush the passer, and I have some technique and stuff I could use to rush the passer. So just got to use that too.
Gotta like that again. Just fits and needs there as well, and that's something that Rankins did a lot last year. Not only stopping that run, but providing just a little bit something. And able to rush that pass. 8.5 sacks over his career as the Gators went to the free throw line, made one, missed one, are up 71-70 with 28 seconds to play. Tigers shot no good. They get the board.
No, they don't. They lost it.
Oh, they lost it? Okay, so it'll be Gator basketball. Brown, on if he had any on the decision to play with the Saints.
It was just, you know, I seen that the defense could do, and, you know, I was just trying to come in to be where if I can. I think they helped me get to the next level of my game and, you know, contribute more to a game and, you know, give me more opportunities out on the field.
You know, he was a big run stopper with the Patriots, and you know how the Patriots are. They have that scheme where you're going to do your job and don't do anything more than that. The curious thing with him is, will he be able to be a pass rusher, which some people believe he can be, and he could be a full, you know, a guy that could right alongside of Rankins, be dangerous.
I was asked, what's it like to actually play in the Super Bowl?
Man, I can tell you that experience don't really mean nothing in that point. I mean, it's like another game. You just got to prepare yourself to play well and go out there with the right mindset. You mean, nothing's going to be given to you because you have experience in those games. And like I said, even with the Super Bowl, that whole week get you thrown off real quick, or, you know, you just got to stay focused on everything and just remember the goal in mind is to win the Super Bowl. So stay focused, you know. I wouldn't say experience has a big thing to do with anything.
Wow. Just an unbelievably boneheaded play.
They let the ball roll all the way past the timeline, and they let it keep going, and the Gator player dove on it.
There was 24 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, thankfully, the possession arrow still favors LSU, but that could have been catastrophic.
Tremont Waters.
You got to know better than that. Either way, because you're only down three. You got 22 seconds. You got plenty of time to tie the game. But if you turn the ball,
it's not like you need to save time.
Well, it is what it is. Tigers will have 22.1 to see if they can send a third straight game with the Gators into overtime. We'll let you know what happens by the time we come back. Again, that was Malcolm Brown. So you've heard from Edwards. You've heard from Brown. When we come back, we'll hear from Deuce Windham. How can they help the Saints? And look, here's the thing. You heard from him. He's the Patriots with Belichick and all that. You're bringing in guys that I think fit your need, but also are just their locker room guys. You hear him talk about that and they're ready to go, man.
Winning programs
ready to go.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very good point here as well. And you know, Mario Edwards couldn't wait to get out of the Giants situation over there. Sports Hangover Hour number 3 is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Keep in my youth.